Joining me on Kinship Radio this morning is Scott McConnell. Scott is a Minnesota native and has researched the needs and preferences of church leaders, laity, and the unchurched for Lifeway Christian Resources for over 25 years. His in-depth studies and national polls have generated insights on today's church and culture. Scott is currently the executive director of Lifeway Research, where he and his team regularly measure the views of Americans, churchgoers, and Protestant pastors. Scott, welcome to Kinship Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
I'm sure you've heard this quote, "I like your Christ, but not your Christians." I believe that that was erroneously attributed to Gandhi. Have you heard it? And what's your reaction?
I have heard quotes like that before, and I think they reflect the fact that often as Christians, we present the gospel in a way that's too intellectual. We act like following Christ is something that people are just looking at the pros and cons and they make a decision. When in reality, the truth that people are evaluating are not just the truth of our message, but also the truth of the messenger. And so as we share Christ, if we're not loving the person we're sharing it with, and if they're not seeing us love each other, then it can be very easy for them to say, you know, what you're saying sounds true, but I don't really want to spend any time with you.
And that's and not good.
It's a very natural reaction that they can have if we're not living together the way Jesus Christ designed.
How do relationships then make us more Christ-like?
The proverb comes to mind of iron sharpening iron, and that's only a profitable kind of sharpening if our cutlery, so to speak, is true to Scripture. You know, if I'm following Christ and you're following Christ, then we can sharpen each other and help each other look more and more like Christ. And so really within the context of a church, within the context of believers coming together, that's really how relationships can really sharpen all of us.
When there's conflict, there's that pain. How can conflict then serve as a means of moving us to maturity? Can you make that connection for us?
Yeah, I think it's so important that as Christians that we are always committed to relationships. Because when we're committed to a relationship, even when there's conflict, you know, we're planning on still being relating with each other and being friends afterwards, and we go through the conflict differently. Too often in our culture today, people are just looking for the door. They're going to ghost people and not answer them anymore, or they're going to cancel other people and cut them out of their lives when they disagree. And as Christians, that's not an option for us. You know, there are times that we do need to disagree. We don't have the same opinion, or we're sharing the truth and somebody doesn't believe the truth. But we always have to be committed to the relationship, and that really makes for a different kind of conflict than, when people are willing to quickly walk away.
And when people walk away, they isolate themselves. We've been seeing that a lot in our culture, where people end up walking away from so many relationships, they find themselves alone. And in fact, the U.S. Attorney General in 2023 said that America has a loneliness epidemic. Why do we hurt ourselves more when we withdraw from each other? And what are some steps that we could take to come back toward others?
I mean, in many respects, you know, believing that we're better off alone, whether it's a conflict that we don't want to go through, or if it's just, we'd prefer to live by ourselves, that's really a lie. God created us as social beings. God created us to be better together. And as Christians, you know, again, our relationships help us in following Christ. And so, you know, in terms of steps, I think it's important for us to value those relationships that we have with others. And I think there's usually a short-term reward that when we invest in a relationship, we usually get something out of it. We shouldn't just be in it for the short term, but typically there's a pretty quick reward that we enjoy that time together. We can talk about, hey, we had a good time this weekend when we spent time together. It picks our spirits up. And so there definitely are benefits that are intrinsic to spending time with each other.
But that's not to say that we want that type of transactional relationship. I don't think you're saying that.
I think it very much is something where we've got to be valuing people and loving people and starting the conversation there and starting our thinking there, rather than trying to fly solo. And, you know, those are, again, the lie is that we should fly solo or that we can fly solo. And really, you know, from the very beginning of creation, you know, God created Adam and Eve because he didn't want man to be alone. And so it's very important that we're not trying to fly solo and that we actually believe in God's design that we need each other.
It may be easier to fly solo, but in the long run, it's just not good for us. Thank you so much, Scott. We've been speaking with Scott McConnell this morning, Executive Director of Lifeway Research. For Kinship Radio, I'm Jennifer Stokes.